A national stakeholders conference has been organized in Accra to review the winner-takes-all system in governance. IBIS Ghana is calling for an alternative political system to be initiated for the country's political future. The policy has been a major topic for discussion, especially after the 2012 presidential election. Addressing participants at the conference, a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Kwesi Jonah, said the system will enable political parties to work together for development. He added that the foundation of Ghana's political system has a historic background. Samuel Bano and Sylvia Japasu have filed this report.
Ghana has gained international recognition for its achievements and promotion of democratic governance after the 2012 elections. Further discussions have taken place to address the nature of the weakness of the political system. To achieve this target of including losing parties in national reconciliation and development, IBIS Ghana engaged a variety of stakeholders to review the winner-takes-all system. Mr. Jonah said politicians must engage each other in dialogue and idea sharing for development. He said it is the economy that suffers when power is concentrated in the two major political parties who do not collaborate in the interests of the nation.
The time has come for the two main parties to realize that continuing with the winner-takes-all system will not help this country. It has major negative effects on the politics and the economy of this country. So I think the time has come for them to get together, form the government together in order to move the nation forward. It is not easy for two different parties, each with its own identity, each with its own philosophy, each with its own support to work together. Because it is not easy, it is important for each of these two parties to make the effort in the national interest.
Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, called for inter-party consultations to move the nation forward. He tagged the two major political parties to share ideas in the interest of the country.
Policies of inclusion should not be defined in terms of UNIGOV, as people might think. It is not saying that collapse your partisan identity and just come together as if you do not exist. But it simply means that you have ideas, other people have ideas. Let us meet together to discuss and come up. So politics of inclusion is politics of consensus.
Reverend Professor Asante also called for a collaborative effort by Ghanaians for a common agenda to be achieved for development.
Samuel Bano and Sylvia Japasu's report.